So friends, in this psalm, David begins by asking God to hear his prayer. He says, hear my voice. The voice of the saints is precious to God. Just our voices, not merely our words, but he hears our voice and he recognizes us. Who knows who we are? And so the Christian hears the voice of Jesus and we also recognize who he is. And the prayer of the Christian is preserve my life. And the Christian, we are not so much concerned about our physical life, but spiritual life. You see, a person can be very healthy. A person can do many things in this life. But if spiritually our life is affected by things that brings us down, then what shall we do? So the Christian's prayer should be my life, not just this physical, this daily life, but my spiritual walk with God. And then he speaks about his enemies. And one thing that I want to concentrate on is the way he speaks about this little member, the tongue. This little member is oftentimes out of control. We need, James speaks very much about the tongue, and we need to bridle it. We need to control it. We need God's grace in that. And he says these people, these enemies, they use their tongue. Instead of sharpening their sword, instead of firing real arrows, they shoot out words. Many things can be said that can be much more hurtful than the sword, than physical pain, the spiritual pain. The words of people can be very damaging. Or even people's silences can be very damaging too. So my friends, what do people say about you? What do people say to you? What do they say to you? All of these things can affect us very much. But what do we do about these things? How can we respond to these things? Learn from David. Respond with prayer. Not responding like with like, but responding with prayer to God. And you think about another situation. Yes, we have enemies, but also we have our friends. We have Christian friends who encourage us when we are cast down, when we are brought so low. You think the words that you say, what a blessing it is. It can bring life to a person. But even better than that, we have a friend who sticks closer than a brother. You know, Jesus Christ speaks words even now. He makes intercession for us. What a wonder it is. What a blessing it is that we have in heaven one who is speaking for us. And he's upholding us by the word of his power, the scripture says. So hear Jesus Christ instead. And pray when you are cast down. And God will uphold you. And at the end, you can say, this is true of me. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory. Amen.